Justin Fluke back with you. We're talking with Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Valley Falls Boys. They're 12-6 on the season with two road league games left here this week, but two good home league wins since last time we spoke, coach. You beat Jackson Heights a week ago, 58-24, and then a victory over Horton on Friday night, on senior night, 63-51. Let's talk about the Jackson Heights. That was a dominating win against a team that had an even record this season, but especially defensively, did you feel like that was a great game for your team back at home?
I really did. I mean, from, you know, both offensively and defensively, from start to finish, you know, we couldn't have performed better. You know, I think we had 51 points going into the fourth quarter, and, you know, the fourth quarter flew by with the running clock and everything, but, you know, we came out ready to play, fired up, hitting shots, making great passes, great decisions, took very good care of the ball, and we're clicking on all cylinders, and it was a really exciting, fun game to coach, just pretty much for the most part, because I didn't have to do a whole lot of coaching, you know. So
nice when everything's going well.
I was proud as heck of the guys. You know, it was kind of interesting to see how we'd be, because, you know, Monday we weren't able to practice, and it was kind of a long weekend, and, you know, it was nice to see the guys come in just fired up, ready to play, and the crowd was rocking, and it was a good time.
Ben Gantz led you in scoring, had a 16-point night offensively. The win, as we mentioned, against Horton last week ended up being a 12-point game. Sounds like he led fairly comfortably through a lot of it until Horton made kind of a late charge there. What stood out from that game? Did you feel like your team took another step forward on Friday?
Yeah, I think we did. You know, Horton is scrappy. They never quit. You know, if you watch, look at their games throughout the year, they're in most games, you know, and they may have a one or two quarter letdown, and that's what cost them the ball game. But they didn't quit, you know. But at the same time, our guys had that resolve to put them away when it mattered. You know, we hit some shots that game too, and you know we're pretty good when we hit our shots. And you know, defensively, you know, we were fundamentally sound again. You know, and if we can give up around 50 points a game or a little bit less than that, we're going to be tough to beat coming down the stretch.
Yeah, you got two road games this week to finish up the regular season, and could be some tough games too. I know Pleasant Ridge is struggling a little bit, but you have to go to their place, and then at McLouth as well. How important are these final two games of the regular season, and what things are you looking for your team to accomplish here and do well in these final two?
You know, I'm just looking for us to continue to get better. I think they're important just because they're league games, and, you know, every win helps at this time of the year because you build some momentum and you keep that confidence growing. I talked to our guys that, you know, we're not looking ahead to next week at sub-state play. We've got, you know, Pleasant Ridge tonight, and then we take the next step and we play McLouth at their place on Friday. And, you know, we just keep building, you know, keep coming together, and our chemistry is really clicking right now. We're sharing the ball. And a lot of, you know, a few games last week, we had more assists than we had turnovers, and a lot of times you don't see that from high school clubs. So we're sharing the ball really well. My young guys are coming in and providing scoring and defense. And, you know, our seniors are continuing to provide that leadership. And, you know, we're really having a great time right now.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, you have a first-round home game in Substate coming up next week as well. Hopefully you can make a run in Onega. Best of luck finishing out the regular season this week, and thanks for taking time to join us to talk Dragon basketball.
I appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys do, Justin. I appreciate it, man.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons. Locker room chats throughout the year brought to you by Petro Convenience on Highway 4 in Valley Falls, and also by Valley Truck and Trailer.